Strategy of attack, Sun Tzu said. In sum, the method of employing the military. Taking a state whole is superior. Destroying it is inferior to this. Taking an army whole is superior. Destroying it is inferior to this. Taking a battalion whole is superior. Destroying it is inferior to this. Taking a company whole is superior. Destroying it is inferior to this. Taking a squad whole is superior. Destroying it is inferior to this. Therefore, 100 victories in 100 battles is not skillful. Subduing the other's military without battle is skillful. And so the superior military cuts down strategy. Its inferior cuts down alliances. Its inferior cuts down the military. The worst attacks walled cities. The method of attacking walled cities. Ready the siege towers and armored vehicles. This is completed after 3 months. Pile up the earthworks. This also takes 3 months. If the general is not victorious over his anger and sets them swarming like ants, 1/3 of the officers and soldiers are killed, and the walled city not uprooted. This is the calamity of attack. And so one skilled at employing the military subdues the other's military, but does not do battle. Uproots the other's walled city, but does not attack. Destroys the other's state, but does not prolong. One must take it whole when contending for all under heaven. Thus the military is not blunted, and advantage can be whole. This is the method of the strategy of attack. And so the method of employing the military. When 10-1, surround them. When 5-1, attack them. When 2-1, do battle with them. When matched, then divide them. When fewer, then defend against them. When inadequate, then avoid them. Thus, a small enemy's tenacity is a large enemy's catch. Now the general is the safeguard of the state. If the safeguard is complete, the state is surely strong. If the safeguard is flawed, the state is surely weak. And so the sovereign brings adversity to the army in 3 ways. Not knowing the army is unable to advance, yet ordering an advance. Not knowing the army is unable to retreat, yet ordering a retreat. This is what is meant by hobbling the army. Not knowing affairs within the 3 armies, yet controlling the governance of the 3 armies. Then the army's officers are confused. Not knowing the 3 armies' balance, yet controlling appointments in the 3 armies, then the army's officers are distrustful. Once the 3 armies are confused and distrustful, troubles from feudal lords intensify. This is what is meant by an army in chaos leads to victory. And so knowing victory is 5-fold. Knowing when one can and one cannot do battle is victory. Knowing the use of the many and the few is victory. Superior and inferior desiring the same is victory. Being prepared and awaiting the unprepared is victory. The general being capable and the ruler not interfering is victory. These 5 are a Tao of knowing victory. And so in the military, knowing the other and knowing oneself, in 100 battles, no danger. Not knowing the other and knowing oneself, 1 victory for 1 loss. Not knowing the other and not knowing oneself, in every battle, certain defeat.